This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. I'm Mark Belanger. The United Nations Agency, which specializes in matters of work in the world, is turning 100 years old this year. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, is unique because it is one of the oldest multilateral organizations in the world. It was established after World War I to foster peace and social justice by bringing together what it calls the social partners, governments, employers, and labor unions. Observers of the ILO have often pointed out that it is highly unlikely that today a multilateral system would be created with unions as an equal partner. The labor organization which represents unions globally is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC plays a crucial role in helping guide the operations of the ILO. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the ITUC, was interviewed recently about the ILO centenary and its work in the world.
Well, the ILO was set up from the ravages of conflict, of an economic contest about models and rights, the foundations of workers' rights that the ILO was responsible for, was seen to be a way of bringing social cohesion, of setting a global standards of what we now call decent work, but in those days that title wasn't there. And it was about people having fundamental rights, freedom of association, the right to organise, the right to go and strike. Because if you don't have the right to strike, then you are basically enslaved. And of course, to be free of child and forced labour. Discrimination was outlawed as part of those fundamental rights. So it was a way of saying this is the world we want. Social justice means we have to put these things in place. Today, we've seen that model breaking down and we need to reaffirm the social contract that that meant, but we need to expand the social contract as well because we saw it break down in the 1980s, starting to deteriorate. Now we see it as a failed economic model. And if we don't put the fundamentals of rights with social protection, minimum wages, collective bargaining, and indeed, of course, just transitions, and issues like investment in full employment, in jobs, jobs and jobs, as part of a comprehensive social contract, then we will not heal the divisions of today.
Ms. Burrow was asked about the ITUC's agenda for the International Labour Organization over the next year.
We ultimately want a convention on supply chains. The UN Treaty on Business and Human Rights, we hope, will be a binding treaty, and the ILO has to make sure that in the world of work that is reflected through a convention on supply chains. But we also need to see us relook at the employment relationship, to look at the standards that cover all forms of work, because it isn't work that's changing, it's a business model. And as the social responsibility of business breaks down, where some companies operate with a social license in the country because of the nation's laws, and others are global companies like the speculative companies of Amazon, and now the convergence in companies like Amazon with the speculative financial and the physical world, we need a new set of rules. And unless we actually make sure that jobs, whether you're still a truck driver or a service worker or a manufacturer, whatever it is you do, new technologies, yes, similar work though, but they're very different employment models where the employers are taking no responsibility for the people who make their profits.
Ms. Burrow was interviewed by the communication staff of the ILO's Workers' Activities Program, which operates under its French acronym ACTRAV. And that's it, international labor news you can use. You can find our feature stories and daily newscasts at www.radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.